This medical update on KRDO News Radio is sponsored by Optum.
Welcome to our weekly Ask the Doctor segment. And today we're joined by Dr. Jeffrey Lim with Optum Dermatology, who is a board certified dermatologist and also a Mohs fellowship trained surgeon. Did I get that right?
Yeah, that's right. You did.
It is a very long and I'm sure a very involved degree and certifications that he has there. Let's talk about melanoma, because that is our focus during National Melanoma Awareness Month. Can melanoma be cured, Dr. Lim?
Fortunately, it can, Shannon. In fact, 90% or in excess of 90% of all the melanomas that are diagnosed by board-certified dermatologists are diagnosed early, and that's great because early melanoma is defined as lines superficially on the skin, or what we say minimally invasive, meaning melanoma, the risk of melanoma spreading through the body and becoming a problem is correlated directly with how deeply into the skin the melanoma extends. And so when it's early invasive, meaning very shallow, it is 100% curable. Across all stages of melanoma, whether it be early or late, the average five-year survival rate in our country, the U.S., is 93%. And the five-year survival rate for patients whose melanoma is detected early is about 99%, so very curable. But that survival rate falls to about 66% when the disease reaches local lymph nodes, and certainly much less than that when it metastasizes or spreads throughout the rest of the body.
What is the difference between early stage and late stage melanoma?
That's a great question. Going back to the depth of invasion that the melanoma is characterized by, we call that the Breslow thickness. And the Breslow thickness differentiates in most staging criteria early and late. So again, superficial melanoma, otherwise called melanoma in situ, or stage one, meaning less than 0.8 millimeters or 0.8 to 1 millimeter depth into the skin, is defined as early stage. Late stage is really, or intermediate to late stage is anything beyond that level of depth in the skin. And certainly late stage includes those melanomas that have left the primary site in the skin and go to either regional local lymph nodes or distant organs throughout the body.
And are those melanomas, may I ask, are they hard or are they more skin-like texture? I mean, would you notice them running your fingers across them?
Well, they come in all different shapes, sizes, textures. Especially as they advance and progress. Kind of going back to what we discussed just a week ago, the features you could look for, those are really the things to look out for beyond just how it feels. There's really no correlate between, whether it's hard or soft tissue-like, or if it feels like a grape or peanut M&M. What I will say, though, is that when you have an intermediate to late-stage melanoma, the lymph nodes that we counsel patients to really identify from the spread of disease feel like a grape, olive, or peanut M&M that's kind of just underneath the surface of the skin that is often very firm and immobile. So that's just kind of one tidbit. But we hope that we get the melanoma treated much earlier than that.
Dr. Lim, we're going to extend this segment. We have a couple more questions to ask you. Can you stick around until after the commercial?
Absolutely.
We are back with Dr. Jeffrey Lim, board-certified dermatologist for Optum, as well as a Mohs fellowship-trained surgeon. And Dr. Lim, we were talking just before the break about, determining or catching, I guess, melanomas and the difference between early stage and late stage. What types of treatments exist for melanoma?
Well, there's many different treatments, but by far and away, the treatment that matters the most is removing the affected skin at the primary site. So for in excess of 90% of the melanomas that we see, it's excising or surgically removing the affected skin. And that historically had been done with what we call wide local excision, meaning what you would see on the skin, you could identify, and then in order to be confident that you had all of the cancer out, you would have to take a wide margin, anywhere from 1 to 2 centimeters around the melanoma, just to be sure that it's gone. And when you imagine 1 to 2 centimeters all the way around the circumference of the lesion, that's quite a large wound to deal with and then subsequently repair. So with the advent of Mohs micrographic surgery, we've been able to do two things. One is achieve higher cure rates by looking at 100% of those cells under the microscope, but also conserve as much normal skin as possible. And folks really sometimes don't, it's hard to wrap your head around that. It seems counterintuitive. But we take less tissue, but we have higher cure rates. But it's really inserting real-time evaluation under the microscope that makes all the difference.
And is this sort of treatment painful to the patient, or is it something that, because you're talking about removing part of their skin, it sounds like.
Right. So local anesthesia or numbing, we certainly employ to make people comfortable. So, you know, the numbing medication, when it's appropriately buffered with the right chemicals, we can actually make it quite less painful than, you know, your traditional numbing that you might experience in other avenues. You know, say for instance that you're, you know, general practitioner or a dentist or what have you. But that's probably the worst part. We always joke with our patients that they can decide what's the worst between the local anesthesia versus the waiting time that it takes for us to just look under the microscope. So really very little pain involved. Local anesthesia is great because it salvages or saves people from having to go into the OR and experience general anesthesia. So that's a great benefit.
Well, Dr. Lim, we're going to be back with you again, of course, next week on our next Ask the Doctor segment as we focus during this month on National Melanoma Awareness. And Dr. Lim is located at 1633 Medical Center Point in Colorado Springs. And to schedule an appointment with any of the members of Optum Dermatology, you can reach out to the team at 228-0400. Dr. Lim, see you next week.
See you next week, Shannon.